We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. We go directly to Lisa Lanier, our official attorney of this program. Biggie just gave us an interesting question for Lisa Lanier that's not on the docket today. And there she is. Lisa, hello and how are you?
I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Doing real well, thank you. Now, I don't think you deal with a whole lot of this, although when I'm pulled over for a speeding ticket, you're my first call, as you know. I'm always calling.
And among other things.
And yeah. Landscapers.
Well,
angry landscapers.
Rogue landscapers. You're great to have on speed dial. I just know that. But Biggie said if you're pulled over and the cop does what he usually does. Now, we got onto this because there was a story of a couple, both drunk.
And high.
And high with drugs. They had stolen an RV and were having sex while drunk while driving down the road.
Nice.
Only Lisa Lanier can
get. Is that a crime?
Okay, is that wrong?
There's just a couple. Just a couple.
What country did I wake up
what
in?
What laws have we broken
crime?
Here?
What's going on here? Only Lisa could keep them out of jail. Anyway, the question was, when the cop comes up, the cop went up and said, do you know why I pulled you over? The guy said, I'm drunker than she is. That's why she's driving. Smart. Good thinking. So Biggie's question was, if the cop comes up and says, do you know why I pulled you over? Should you immediately say, no, I have no idea. Or say, yeah, my plates are expired. I know.
Or do you say, like, I may have rolled through a stop sign?
Yeah. Do you give him an idea?
No. Just say you don't know. Just say no. I would just be very polite and say, no, sir, or no, ma'am, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Because you might give them something that they weren't even looking for. You know, you might say, well, you know, I was swerving. Oh, why were you swerving? I pulled you because you were speeding, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
That yeah.
That's good advice.
You don't want to give them anything.
I like it. Okay.
The last time I got pulled, I think I said I think I may have run a light. And I said, I'm just trying to get to work.
Mm-hmm. They let you go?
Yes.
With a
big fan.
Oh, well, there you have it. That's really nice.
Oh, you're the smart one.
Yeah. You know, I said,
oh, you're the good Chris.
Yeah. They always say to me, oh, tell Chris Tim I said hi. Here's your citation.
Yeah.
You have 90 days.
Yeah. I'll see you in court.
Oh, I love Chris Tim.
Chris Tim is so great.
Yeah, if you can sign here.
Now, to be fair, this was 20 years ago.
Oh, it's been that long.
No,
I got pulled going to Boone when my son was off to college.
That's right.
About 3 years ago. And my first call was to Lisa Lanier. And I remember exactly what she said. Those pine straw guys aren't back again, are they?
Yeah.
Are you in your closet again with your football helmet on? No, no. I'm on the way to Boone, and I've gotten a ticket. Here's from South Carolina. We've heard a lot about this and got a lot of reaction to this when we talked about it the first time. A federal lawsuit has been filed by the South Carolina Shrimpers Association accusing 25 different restaurants from across the state of falsely advertising imported shrimp as local shrimp. Most of the shrimp comes from Vietnam, but they are saying this is local shrimp caught right off the coast of South Carolina, which in many cases is not true. And they say the state's shrimping industry is vital to South Carolina, and they want to put a stop to this. This has become a big deal, hasn't it, Lisa? And are they going to wind up winning this?
It's a really big deal. I've been following it. Shrimpgate is what we're calling it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it is, it's making me, I don't know, I know, you know, sometimes we share television shows and stuff that we like. Have you guys seen Waterfront?
Oh, yes.
My gosh. It's so good. And so what I'm thinking is we just need the daddy, you know, from Waterfront.
What is Waterfront?
You know, it's a great series. It is, it's fairly new. We just watched all the first season. Anyway, check it out. But
it's on Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. So what's happening here is that local restaurants are pushing back against this lawsuit, and they're saying, look, we don't advertise that we sell local shrimp. We don't advertise. And some of them are saying that these, with the Shrimpers Association, is saying that just even things like if they have signage in their restaurant that says eat local or things like that, that's implying, or that it says it's fresh seafood, that's implying that it's from them. Mm. And it's not that these local restaurants don't want to use the local shrimp. The problem that the restaurants are pointing out is that it's way cheaper to buy the shrimp from Vietnam, and it's more consistent because we have seasons for shrimp in South Carolina where that they don't have, they can constantly supply it, and they want to work it out. They've actually asked for a meeting with the Shrimpers Association, and so I'm hoping maybe they can work something out because I feel for the shrimpers because they're having a hard time keeping up with the lower prices of the imported shrimp, you know, and so that's becoming a dying industry because they can't keep up. And then at the same time, you feel for the restaurants because it's hard. Restaurant business is hard, and you know they don't make as much money as people think they do. And if there's a significant price difference or consistency of availability, that's an issue. So they need to work it out. And I think they're going to try to do that.
That's good.
Yeah. Huh. And see, the kind of with Waterfront, what happens is if you're trying to keep your, you know, shrimp fish company going, mm-hmm. and you can't, you end up running drugs for the cartel.
Right.
Just run drugs. Exactly.
And it gets
that's
messy.
The other option. They could just run drugs.
Because you have the boats.
Get into the airline business. Yeah.
You have the boats. You can run drugs.
That's the whole thing is this family's trying to save its fishing business.
Mm-hmm.
And they start running drugs.
Yeah.
And it gets ugly.
Yeah. Well, they have to.
And I don't know if
yeah. the body count gets pretty high.
Okay.
Real high.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before we close the books on this, we should probably point out too that there are plenty of people out there who are, when they hear the word shrimper, mm-hmm. think of the sexual term,
yep.
which I believe means sucking on toes.
Sucking toes.
Yes.
We must acknowledge the shrimpers who are listening.
It is the South Carolina Shrimpers Association, so don't tell them that.
Maybe they're both.
Well, come on in, take your shoes off, everybody. Oh, not that kind of shrimp.
Sorry, I'm at the wrong meeting.
I'm
sorry. My fault. It's on me. Those are good old South Carolina shrimpers, yes. Let's see. Next story from Canada, a guy named Chris Landry, who lives in New Hampshire but has family in Canada and is a Canadian national, goes there once a year to visit family and do whatever. He's 46 years old. When he tried to come back into the United States, he had two kids with him as well, grown kids. He tried to cross back over into Maine, and they noticed on his record from years earlier that he has some marijuana use and a couple of other things on his rap sheet. And they said, sorry, mister, you're not coming back into the United States. And he's still stuck in Canada.
It's really, but we're going to get through it one way or another. We're going to be together again. So I love you, girls.
Heartbroken. His daughters are back in the United States in New Hampshire, along with his wife. And his wife said, we need him. He's our rock. He earns for us here in the United States.
Well, he's a criminal, so deal with it.
Well, he is, but he was just smoking a little hoochie-hoo back, you know.
He was smoking a little weed way back in the day. Back
15 years ago. I mean, is that a crime? Is that a crime to smoke a little hoochie-hoo back in the day? You know, you tell me.
Yeah, no, this guy is, he's a great example of kind of what, you know, green card holders have to watch out for right now, because any little crime or infraction, no matter how remote, is going to get your green card revoked. And he had in 2004, he had two misdemeanors back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
One was in 2004. He was pulled over and he had a marijuana pipe in his vehicle. So he got charged with like a paraphernalia type misdemeanor. And then in 2007, pulled over again, like expired tags or something. And this time he had a quarter ounce of weed. And so he had another misdemeanor for a quarter ounce of weed. But, you know, that's enough. And so, you know, unless he has tried. There are some situations where people have, you know, gotten such a big movement to help them. There was a lady, I think, in New Orleans that has been in the country for 47 years and had her green card revoked. And there was just this huge, they got that overturned.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he has reached out to his local Congress people and all that kind of good stuff. So we'll see. I don't know, but it's going to take that kind of action because this is the new policy. And so, you know, green card holders really have to keep it between the lines, like 24/7.
So the policy is, even if you had misdemeanors that had been taken care of 20 years ago and you're in Canada, and you're back in Canada and you try to cross back in, they will not let you come back into the country just because that, I mean, that seems like that is long gone.
It's not even just people that are leaving the country and coming back.
Mm.
It's when green card holders, if they go for their permanent citizenship or if they're called in, sometimes they have to go in periodically and check in with, you know, with the immigration officials. And they're taking those opportunities to review your past record. And if there's anything on there, however remote, they'll revoke your green card on the spot.
Quarter ounce of weed.
How many joints can you make from that, Kelly?
Don't answer that.
How many? That's a good question. I gather it's not a lot of weed. I'm not a weed smoker, but I gather it's not a lot of weed.
I'm not. On advice of counsel, I'm not going to answer. I have no recollection of how much. Man, that makes me worry. That really, I don't care for something like that.
No, you know. Sleepy Joe man?
No, I don't know.
Okay, you want the borders porous? Come on.
I don't want porous borders. I do not want porous borders, but I don't think a guy should be having to live in Manitoba for the rest of his life just because he smoked a joint in 2004, you know?
And he's been in the U.S. since he was 3 years old, and he's, you know, it's kind of...
It seems
some of these outcomes are a little funky. It's what the policy is now.
Beat it, illegal.
Got to secure the borders.
Yeah.
Wow, Lisa, that's a lot.
Tour de force.
You did a lot,
Kelly,
today.
Kelly, you're gonna get some hate mail over this. So
oh God,
he's used to it.
I get a lot of that. That's true.